T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tevin Jenkins got into what is exciting him about being in Chicago.
You know, I've never been to Chicago, Illinois ever. And as soon as I landed, you know, I was over there like I felt like a tourist because I was over here looking side to side, looking at all windows like,
What excites you most about being in Chicago?
Do you guys have a skyscraper?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never seen a skyscraper in person. I definitely want to go check it out. And I'm definitely excited for pizza because, you know, I'm a big guy and I want to eat some more.
Do you guys have a skyscraper?
Do you guys have a skyscraper?
Up to the falsetto. I guess I'm
Do you guys have a skyscraper?
Do you guys have a skyscraper?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Got a bunch of them.
Many, many skyscrapers.
What's fun about playing with a building? That's not any fun.
This is a skyscraper.
Or couldn't it be like a robot?
So he's been in Chicago, but yeah. So flies into O'Hare and he just hasn't been downtown?
I think so.
Just straight.
So flies into O'Hare, go right to Lake Forest.
Right to Lake Forest and get a
bing,
house
bang,
or
boom.
Condo out in the burbs and he hasn't come downtown yet.
I think that's true.
Well, what if I told you I'm thinking of moving here?
George, no offense, but this city would eat you alive.
It's surprising to me that he doesn't know about skyscrapers.
Take him to the top of the Willis Tower, if that's still what it's called.
It is.
And give that guy a Lou Malnati's to eat at the top of the Willis Tower. And he will lose his mind.
Hey, could you go across the street and get me a slice of pizza?
No pizza, only a clau calash.
Oh, shoo. All right. Give me one bowl.
No bowl. Stick.
Now, what do you have to wash that awful taste out of my mouth?
Mountain Dew or crab juice?
Ugh! Oh, jeez. I'll take a crab juice.
One, two, three.
And here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Jeff. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Thanks for hanging out. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. We'll have some time at the end of the show to answer your questions for one last thing. Cubs and Nationals follow us tonight. Bruce Levine saying that there will be video tributes back-to-back days. John Lester, he's obviously the pitcher tonight. Kyle Schwarber tomorrow. Schwarber hits fourth and will be in left field. I'd imagine it'll be a pretty fun experience for him out in the outfield again, back at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Just saw a photo of Rizzo and Lester arriving a little while ago. Lester used the Cubs players' parking lot. Like old times, he's got a house here, so he drove over there and did it. And it's, you know, it's pretty cool. And Rizzo will bat against him. That should be entertaining. Davey Martinez, the manager, knows full well what Chicago means to Lester and vice versa. So it should be one of those nights where baseball can do what it does very well. Baseball is a very good host for these kind of emotional moments, a lot of times more so than other sports, because there's a lot of space for it, there's a lot of time for it, there's ceremony kind of mixed into the process of the game, you know what I mean?
It
fits very well.
Absolutely. When it happens in a basketball game, it happens less, and it's usually pregame, and they do it, and it's very quick. Not a ton of it in football. Just it's, you know what I mean? Like,
you don't have time for it. It's not a focus.
Yeah, it's so, there's so much changeover and the careers are short and focus. I mean, occasionally, right? Like if Rodgers leaves and comes back, he's a big enough player where it would happen. Peyton Manning, it happened. But it's not a very common thing in the NFL. But yeah, baseball lends itself nicely. And it is always a conflicting thing. Like when you become a huge fan of Kyle Schwarber or of John Lester, and they come back and they're playing your team, especially in a season where there isn't a lot of expectation around the Cubs, it's like, yeah, I, I like John Lester. I want him to do well. I like Kyle Schwarber. I want him to do well. But my emotional attachment to baseball is so localized that, you know, I hope they shell John Lester tonight. Like, you know, honestly, like
but shouldn't your localized attachment include the guy for one night? There's 162. Also, there's nine innings. There's no way he's pitching more than six. Let him pitch well for six and get the bullpen.
Sure. Fine.
Right?
But it'd be weird if I didn't. I'm not actively following John Lester's start 5 days ago or 5 days from now. So it would be weird if I then went out of my way to be like, hey, no, I really want John Lester to have a good night tonight.
Well,
like, why?
I understand.
I don't care. He's not on the Cubs.
Well, but overall, would you like him to have a nice time in Washington and pitch well? Would you like that? I mean, remember that he wanted to be here. He sent requests all the way up the ladder, all the way to the Ricketts family about, you know, can I have a nice offer here? Could I stay? And he got that very late offer, which he found insulting and understandably so, and then goes away. So, I understand. There's a lot of different ways to look at it. I could tell you that John Lester, after the surgery for the hyperthyroidism that he figured out, has felt more powerful and has found more heat on his fastball. He's hit 92 on a fastball this year, which is
good,
very, very high for this particular era of John Lester. He's pitched very well for the most part. So there's that level of it. But I think most people are thinking about, and I certainly am thinking about, the totality of his time in Chicago, what he meant to all those players, what he meant to fans and the franchise, and the importance to the town and all of that. He did a lot of very specific, great, cool things within that clubhouse that have been getting written about in recent days, which are really nice to read or be reminded of if you knew about him.
He's an all-timer, man. He's a Cubs legend, and he's revered by the guys on the Cubs. And when you talk about it just being one of 162, and so root for him for the six innings, that isn't really how I'm wired. But what I will say is, of the one of 162, this is one of the must-see games. Like,
it's a tune-in game.
It's absolutely a tune. This is not a passive game. This is a, you tune in if you're going to be there late, you're DVRing. Like, I want to see interactions with Rizzo. I want to see interactions with David Ross. I want to see what happens if he hits a batter. I want to see the back and forth.
I want to see if anybody's going to bunt on him. I want to see if somebody gets, if it's Javi on first base, you're running on John Lester?
Yeah.
You better.
There's so much shared history and gamesmanship and opportunity for some of the stuff that I really love about sports, which is the personality and the trash talk and like the good-natured trash talk. Like, I'm just here for all of that stuff, man. Like, if Rizzo hits a homer off John Lester, it'd be incredible. Contreras is leading off, going up against the guy he caught so many times. Like, it's just, there's so many little subplots in history. And
oh my God, the smile on Rizzo if he goes deep off Lester. It's going to be so right, massive.
In general, the
smile when he gets up there. Those guys have a thing.
And if he also strikes him out. Like, Lester can do it the other way. Now, Lester's a, you know, pretty stoic guy.
Yeah, you'll be looking to see if he cracks a smile. He'll crack a couple once in a while.
I'm sure he will.
Lester's also that dude who, like, when he's being funny or being personable, he doesn't even smile then. He's just got that demeanor.
He's serious.
Yeah, and he deadpans it even when he's messing with you.
Yeah, he knows about his reputation.
Yeah,
he's very self aware, and so yeah, even if he's not always serious, he knows that he has got that tough guy, not approachable facade.
Yeah, he's something just activated Siri. Did I say hey? He's serious. Activated my Hey Siri. That's hilarious.
These smartphones, man.
Isn't that something?
It is, Coom. It really is.
What a story. And no one heard it other than you.
Yeah, no, I heard it. All right, go up to your phone if you've got an Apple and say, he's serious, and see if that works to activate your Siri.
I'm going to do that right now.
All right, go ahead.
That's
you do
really
that.
Interesting.
Thank you, Pat.
Hey, serious.
Not hey, serious. He's serious.
Is that so different?
You have PTSD. Is that what you have?
I'm not going to try.
Hey, Sirius is what our listeners are saying in their cars right now.
Hey, Sirius. Yeah, give me some serious sports talk.
Hey, let me tell you this. John Lester, you know how we talk about how Jason Hayward was super generous and has been at different times? He got the hotel suite for David Ross and his family in the final year on the road. Lester apparently did a lot of that stuff, which is just now coming out. And you know he's generous. The $47,000 he spent on beer for Chicagoans for that one Saturday. Go have a beer on me. $47,000 later. You know, that's a thing. But like several times inviting players to his hotel suite on the road and ordering room service up for everybody. Because he was the big money guy. He had the big money free agent contract. So, like, the younger players, he'd invite him over and do that. Throwing parties at his house in Wrigleyville. Very, very common. Like, and lots, apparently, using his private jet rights, that he had hours on a private jet as part of his deal. He arranged many times to have like Cubs employees be able to fly home if they had family emergencies.
Oh, wow.
On his private jet, like stuff like that. So
I saw today. I forgot who posted it. I apologize for not giving credit for it, but Albert Alzolay on his Instagram had posted that when he got his first win, Lester bought him a bottle of Ace of Spades champagne and signed it.
Yes.
And gave it to him. Yeah, generous dude who gave back and knew that he had a ton of money.
Knew that he had a huge pile of money. And you know who he says did that for him when he was a young player in Boston was John Lackey.
Yep.
Lackey hooked him up because Lackey had a big Theo Epstein contract there. So, you know,
pay it forward.
Pay it forward, man. And you know that Lester or that Rizzo is going to do that. Probably already has done that for some. And
he thinks he's underpaid, though.
Yeah, it's true. So maybe not yet.
Yeah. So he's only made like a paltry 60-something million dollars from the Cubs.
Also, he's, you know, he might not be that kind of guy.
Oh, wow. Look at this guy over here, Mr. Charitable all of a sudden. But no, it's, I don't know. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun game tonight. And I will say, too, I was mad when they lost Schwarber. I still think Schwarber's got a 50 home run season in him. It's totally irrational. I know he doesn't.
He's going to have more than one Soto this year.
Yeah, I should have drafted him.
Dustin did. Didn't Dustin? Hey, it's Dustin. Didn't he draft Schwarber? I think he like
That's
did
too inside.
He did a troll job.
A lot of the show is, in fairness.
Yeah. Dustin did like didn't he do a Cubs troll job in the home run pool?
Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, Schwarber. Thank you, Mike Shannon.
Yeah, he drafted Soler and
Schwarber.
And Schwarber.
I think so.
Man, he's not doing very well.
I was going to say, how's he doing?
No, not great.
Not great. Yeah, I mean, look, Schwarber, yeah.
Which one of these, like, hit you the most? Did any of the, like, when a guy would come back and play against your team? Obviously, Jordan was a big one. But did any of these hit you as a kid when you were super passionate?
Trying to think about it.
While you're like thinking, Speaks, 2006, I was there. You weren't down there. I was.
Frank with Oakland.
Yeah, Big Frank came back with Oakland, hits two home runs off John Garland, and it was just the weirdest thing. Everyone in the park cheering, you know, and then booing him on the second one, which is what you do as a fan. But, you know, it was a different kind of boo than what you're used to seeing. But
yeah,
that was a weird one.
Yeah, and Lester isn't quite Frank, but he is an all-time Cub.
All-time Chicago sports free agent.
Yeah, all-time Chicago sports free agent.
Number one. Him and Marian Hossa, 1 and 1A.
Yeah, it's... So, I don't... Like, I wouldn't want to put him on that Frank pedestal, but it's close. Like, there will be conflicted Cubs fans. There will be a lot of Cubs fans there in Lester jerseys deliberately.
One guy that hit me like that. I saw a White Sox game in July in 2010. Beautiful night. I remember I had a couple Polish, some grilled onions. It was a gorgeous night against the Mariners, and here comes frickin' David Ardsma. And I was just, I just couldn't handle it anymore.
Man, that is tough.
I could not see David Ardsma out there pitching for another team.
It's emotional.
It was really bad. Yeah, it was really bad.
Oh, God.
I was just about to graduate high school, the world in front of me, and I think I'm going to see a nice Sox game on a summer night with my friends.
Yeah.
And David Ardsma is on the mound.
Number one still in the baseball encyclopedia, David Ardsma.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, he beat out Hank Aaron. It was Hank Aaron for a long time. David Ardsma got there.
That's a very astute point by Danny. AA.
He nailed it.
I know how to spell Ardsma. Yeah.
That's totally the alphabet. Nailed it. Got him.
All right.
I mean, it was a good comment. It was true.
I would say so many things, but David Haw told me this morning that I'm too mean to you on the air sometimes. So I'm going to, I got to ease it up.
That's what Haw said?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a conversation about it.
It's getting
morning.
Around.
The second time you've gotten that feedback in a week.
I got to have David Haw talk to my dad about my dad's opinions of the show and see David then understands why I'm a little bit mean to you.
Your dad thinks that I'm too mean to you.
Correct.
But see, it's just kind of our thing.
Yeah, of course. We're great off the air.
Yeah.
Except for like all those times, but
right.
Yeah, except all the times I walk in on you guys screaming at each other.
But that's a healthy.
But that's only because you put Lawrence in the 12 hole.
Right.
You know?
Is it Thursday yet?
It's AA.
It's not. What happens Thursday?
Cub digging.
No, well, there's that always. Big show dinner. First official show dinner.
That's true.
Show dinner late night too. 9 o'clock reservations.
Well, late night for you guys.
For me,
very late for me.
Yeah, very extremely late for me.
How does Steph feel about that? By the way, about 9 o'clock dinner. Is she pissed at me?
No.
Okay.
Well, so, I mean, honestly, she's kind of happy because Cubs day game, I can do the show, the short show from home, still help with Owen. And then after Owen's asleep, she's fine if I leave.
Okay.
Cool. Christine, not thrilled.
All right. I'm sorry. I'll get her something nice. I'm sorry.
It is what it is. I told her it's tough to get reservations there. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
We don't do it often. We got to do it more.
Correct. We got to,
When did the show launch officially?
February, the Monday after the Super Bowl. So what, February 8th?
Wow. That's it. February 8th.
We just
finally got Team of the Moment on the air this past Friday.
That's on you, my friend.
100%.
I was going into it not pointing looking forward thumb. To the bit, and I loved it.
You enjoyed Team of the Moment?
I loved a 90-second Team of the Moment bit.
Right?
It was great.
It's, you know what it is? It's sports. Got a little sports in there.
Yep.
A little
which is something
hook.
Usually I've got no interest in.
And a convenient 40-second post.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
It's designed to have a highlight on the front. It's all to
it. It's like 16 repetitive measures. We could have cut that by 50%.
Official
top three texts all in a row.
Everybody remembering the Spiegel and Parkins show, a very different show, when we had a show dinner and immediately the show got destroyed. Like, I was sent to the bullpen. Somebody was fired completely. Danny had a new partner working with Petal Dinosaur. It's like, just completely.
Everything changed. It took us years for us to all get together at the spot, and then it was over in 36 hours.
Yeah, it's kind of like taking a band photo. When you like every time I've ever taken a band photo, somebody ends up quitting the band. Just boom, like lighting a cigarette while you're waiting for the L train, like those kind of things.
Yeah, but I'm excited. So that's not terrible. Only took us 14 weeks to get a show dinner. There's a pandemic.
Yeah.
It's an excuse for everything.
It's not bad. Hey, and we were supposed to play golf with Mac on Thursday, but that's not happening, apparently.
I know. It's got to be put. He's in Arizona.
Yeah. It's got a thing.
Which was a problem for when we scheduled that golf day. Oh, yeah. I'm out of town. And in fairness, I went back and looked. His text was...
very clear.
It was pretty clear.
It was, so it's just me misremembering.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So golf has to be postponed until later in the summer.
All right, so to recap, Anthony Rizzo walked in with a John Lester jersey on today. He's hitting third against John Lester. There'll be a video tribute for Lester, probably one for Schwarber tomorrow night.
Schwarber tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
It's emotional when you see these guys come back, but I still root for the team because who cares about out-of-town baseball?
Right, so you're comfortable seeing John Lester get lit up tonight.
Absolutely. No problem with it.
I'm telling people to go ahead and root for John Lester for 5 or 6 innings and then destroy the bullpen.
Tanny was emotional about Frank Thomas.
Correct.
Shane was emotional about David Artsma,
right?
Whose name is before Hank Aaron in the baseball because of AARD.
Got it.
As opposed to AARO. That's how the alphabet works.
And Christine is pissed at Shane for the lateness of the show dinner.
I'm sorry.
Steph is fine with it.
Also, candlesticks make a nice gift.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So we got all that sorted out.
Cool. You want to get to know a new bear even more?
My guy!
Yeah, it's incredibly likable. It's next on the score.
Hey, Dad, speaking of your parents, Daz is a pretty excellent name, especially for a wide receiver. Is there any story behind it? And is there a nickname for Daz even?
Daz is my real full name, but my dad got the name from, it's a rapper named Daz Dillinger. He just added a Z. I don't know if y'all know him. He's an old school California rapper.
Nice.
Mark Grody in the middle of the fun. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score. Matt Spiegel. So this is how it happened. The draft happened on a Thursday. They select this guy named Justin Fields. Then the rest of the draft happens over the weekend, and Monday comes around.
Yeah.
And Spiegel's like, we got to talk about Daz Newsome. And I'm like, I don't know. I think we should still talk about Justin Fields and Tevin Jenkins. You're like, Daz.
You've never heard Daz Disco Jazz. You've never heard it. We have to talk about Daz Newsome. And then how much time goes by?
And 3 weeks.
Has it been 3 weeks?
No, it hasn't been 3 weeks. Until last Friday. Yeah. So was it two weeks?
That's a long time.
It was a while. But it got to the
point that on the shared Google Doc where Tanny writes down the audio of interest, he wrote in all caps and bold, did you guys know the Bears drafted a guy with a musical hook named Daz Newsome?
Yeah.
So we
got there.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm a point of thumb. We should have got there earlier. Not Monday. Not that Monday.
But that week,
we should have got there.
You know why?
He's interesting.
He's fun. He's interesting. He's got personality. Yes, he's fast, and he returned a punt for a touchdown. He's got highlight reel catches all over the interwebs and stuff.
And he might not make the team.
He might not. But he's fun.
He is fun. And, Tanny, you want to let people know his jersey number? What do you think it is?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. This was a big deal. Javon Wims dead to me for giving up the coveted number of
83.
But now, you know, after his posting on Instagram this weekend, on Twitter, you saw it out there. There he is, our buddy Daz.
Yeah.
Sporting it. Good old number.
83.
Chicago Bear.
Oh, my God. He's ours for so many reasons.
It's very exciting.
I got a musical hook that Danny doesn't understand. You've got a number hook that feels very special. I don't know if there's a hook for Shane. Does he have a chopped up cow in a freezer in his bedroom by any chance?
But he likes food. This is what we're going to get to. He's a big foodie and a restaurant guy. So I think there's something here for all of us. Daz Newsome. Yes, we like Justin Fields on this show. I think we're in favor of that. But we're also a Daz Newsome show, as we're learning.
This is just a Daz Newsome stand show now. That's all it is. Did I say that right for the kids?
Yeah, on the Twitters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll take us right to the top. Daz Newsome was disappointed that there's not a Cracker Barrel in Chicago.
That's not it.
Not it?
No, it's not. First of all, it's not true.
Did I write that on the rundown? I apologize, I don't think I did.
I don't believe you did.
No. And
Why do I have that in my head that it was a Cracker Barrel?
You got PTSD. That's not it.
It's a Waffle House. He's from the South.
Waffle House.
There's no Waffle House in the Chicago area. Cracker Barrels, you can find...
Aurora.
Is there one there?
Aurora would be the closest Cracker Barrel.
Is that the closest? Because I thought there's one south on 90.
That's impressive.
South on the Ryan, I think there's one at a certain point.
I'm at Waffle House.
Let me Google it real quick. Hold on.
Yeah. Waffle House, hash browns seven ways, right? That's where you get multiple ways of the hash browns with the onions and the stuff and the schmutz and the whatever.
I've never been south of 35th Street. I couldn't tell you.
So he was disappointed. He comes to this big city, Chicago, big restaurant. And he wants to know, but there's no Waffle House. And so every time a media member was going to ask him a question, Daz said, you got to give me a restaurant recommendation. So we will hear the Bears beat reporters give Daz Newsome restaurant recommendations. And then, of course, we will judge them accordingly.
What's your favorite food place?
In terms of Chicago, or pizza, Giordano's.
How about every time I talk to somebody, they tell me their favorite food place before they end. Awesome. Before they end the conversation.
Okay.
Daz, go to Portillo's and get yourself a beef sandwich.
Portillo's, okay. I heard that multiple times.
All right, good.
Check that one out.
You got to go to Lou Malnati's, but you got to get the thin crust, not the deep dish.
Ooh. Lou, okay, I heard that one before, too.
Guys, you like Italian food?
Yeah.
All right, there's a place downtown, Piccolo Sonio. Get yourself there at some point, all right?
Piccolo Sonio.
Yeah, you got it. You said that right, too.
Daz, go to Gibson's and get a good steak.
Gibson's, I ain't heard of Gibson's before.
You'll like it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I'm from the South Side, so you need to get you some Harold's Chicken. I don't know if anybody's told you about that yet.
Nah, I ain't heard about no Harold's Chicken. Hey, you know what's crazy? They don't got no Waffle House down here.
Nah, we ain't got no Waffle
House. Yeah, I thought Waffle House was global. I ain't know Waffle House was only in the South Side. That's crazy. What do y'all go like for when it's 24 hours and y'all want to go like at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning? That
it was good luck, basically.
Oh, man.
Hey, Daz, I have a couple of food things for you. First, I highly recommend Portillo's, like someone mentioned before.
Okay. And for pizza, you're definitely gonna excuse me, you're definitely want to go with Lou Malnati's, but our friend Pat, who recommended that and said to go with the thin crust, he's from California. That's all you need to know about Pat. You got to go with the sausage patty deep dish one. That's what you want.
Sausage patty deep
dish. And lastly, if you like those Japanese steakhouses where they cook it in front of you.
Oh, yeah. Those are my spots right there.
There's a place called Tsukasa that's real close to Hallis Hall that's outstanding. So you'll
Tsukasa.
Yeah.
Daz, you're looking for early morning eats. Were you a timeout guy in Chapel Hill?
Most definitely.
What'd you get there?
I used to get like two pieces of chicken. I get two thighs. I get either the potato salad or the macaroni and cheese, or I get the macaroni and cheese and mashed potatoes and gravy.
What were your other go-tos on Franklin Street or elsewhere in Chapel Hill?
Waffle House. They got Waffle House now.
Sorry, we don't have that here. That's all I had for you.
Hey, Daz, I'll throw another pizza place. Pequod's is really good for deep dish as well.
I'm just going to put in my vote for City Barbecue just up the road from Hallis Hall. Get some of that Carolina Virginia barbecue.
I had City Barbecue before. They got that at home. They got that in North Carolina, I want to say.
And forget what they said about pizza. Go to Donati's in Lake Forest.
Nice.
All right, thanks. That's it.
Oh, God.
Wow.
First of all, that's brilliant to turn that around. You're new in town? All right, every one of you is going to ask me a question. You give me a restaurant. I love that.
Yeah, that I've never heard it done before. It's such a power move.
Such a good idea.
It really is brilliant.
I am deep in judgment of some of the Bears beat writers.
Some? They're all dorks. Are you kidding me?
Hey, go to Portillo's. It's great.
Portillo's is good.
Yeah. Hey, Lou Malnati's, man. It's so good.
Who's the person suggesting City Barbecue? It's a chain. It's a national chain.
I feel like Piccolo Sonio is a great recommendation.
Great call.
I would have gone Las Carolla.
Me too.
To give him like the authentic.
But they're both really good and kind of different. Like Piccolo Sonio.
This is one of the greatest restaurant towns in the universe.
If not the greatest in the country.
Yeah.
Maybe the greatest in the country.
So, my God. So, what are you doing?
I was shocked. Las Carolla felt like the biggest omission. I feel like it's 100% approval rating. If you're from out of town, you want Chicago Italian, Las Carolla gets mentioned.
And then go to Gibson's. They just steak there. Big steak at Gibson's.
Gibson's pretty classic.
Yeah,
it's great. Yeah. You're okay with Gibson's.
Gene and Giorgetti, maybe?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a million. Absolutely.
Come on, man. That was disappointing.
I was surprised.
I recommend there's a place called the Olive Garden that I think you'd really like. Maybe Capitol Grill.
Daz, you like breadsticks, Daz?
I like that he called him out on City Barbecue. Yeah, I have City
I've
Barbecue.
I've had that in North Carolina before.
It's just a ridiculous recommendation.
And how great is it that he's like, I thought Waffle House was global.
That was probably the best line of the whole thing.
I'm in Japan. Let me get some Waffle House.
Well, we have a Waffle House in Chapel Hill. I come to the big city and there's no Waffle House.
I do love that we distinguished the Harold's on the south side from the Harold's on the north side. Like, you can't go to Harold's north of 47.
Dude.
Yeah.
Everyone is different.
Yeah.
Do you know that? That's the real
different
deal.
Ownerships, yeah.
All different ownerships, all different, so oils and different flavor profiles. You got to be specific. But I'm glad he got told about Harold's. That's good.
That was just.
We'll have him on the show this week, and we'll have a legit list for him to actually try. None of this Portillo's, Gibson's, Lou Malnati's, Giordano's garbage.
We did this bit already with Boog.
One time. And then he stopped asking.
Once he stopped, he's like, I don't want to do your bit. I don't want to play your shilly. I'm Boog Shambi. I don't want to play your shilly radio game.
Hang on, Boog's here.
Whoa! Just walk in.
How about multiple textures reminding us of Michael Scott in The Office recommending Sparrow for a New York style pizza slice.
That's where I go to get me a New York slice.
But how, like, terrible are you at thinking on your feet if you're going to double back and be like, Portillo's? Like, it's already been mentioned on the call.
Oh, God.
That's pretty. Piccolo Sonio.
Portillo's again.
Nobody said Rosemary.
Let me triple down on Portillo's.
Yeah. Has Portillo's been mentioned? What about Lou Malnati's?
Right.
You heard of those?
There's a White Castle at Cermak and State.
And, by the way, no one helping him out with... like late night eats? He's like, where do you guys go at 3 or 4 in the morning?
Golden Apple is a phenomenal breakfast place. It's open 24 hours.
Hey, Shane's got 100 4 a.m. bars. We're going to be able to help Daz News. I don't know if the Bears want us to be
not
telling.
Golden Apple, Golden Nugget, I'm sorry.
No, both of them. Golden of Apple them, on Lincoln near Wellington.
Yep.
That Golden Apple is outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Used to have Five Faces. That was the best 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m. hot dog place in the city, and they tore that down for apartment buildings.
See, I'm never up on the Northwest
Palmar,
side.
Right? The Mexican spot by you is, is 24?
I don't like that place at all. Really? The one right across from Byron's?
Yeah.
I can't stand that place. I think it's trash.
How about Shane, up by you, you ever go to Susie's for fries and milkshakes?
Oh, yeah. No.
Up on Montrose? Hall.
Oh, so a little bit farther north of me.
Out.
In my much fatter days.
Oh, yeah. Boy. There's no other way to be.
Like west on Montrose? Like Montrose and Lincoln?
Montrose and like Elston.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So way far.
Yeah, crazy.
West of Pulaski, I think.
Yes.
The German, like basically a milkshake for any kind of flavor you want in that moment.
Yes.
So you just sit there in the car not knowing, and then as soon as you get up to the window, a German chocolate shake, please.
Think of a milkshake. and it exists. I made a mistake one time. I ordered the Oreo River, which is like a green river with Oreo milkshake. I wouldn't recommend that one. But there's a lot. And their fries, whatever seasoning they use for their fries is just a bomb.
Don't they also have it's the cheese fry bowl, but the bowl is a fried tortilla.
It's a great idea.
I respect the hell out of that.
Yeah, me too.
So we're gonna help Daz Newsome out.
Yeah, we are.
Bears Beat got a shot at it. We will help him out. When's he gonna be on the show? This week, hopefully.
I'll hear from Adam tomorrow.
Okay,
he'll let me know tomorrow.
That'll be nice. Week, though.
Excellent.
I'm glad. All right. So he's a food guy. So Shane likes him. He's number 83. So he's Tanny's.
Yeah.
I got the music connection. What do you like about Daz?
Deep threat for Justin Fields. Oh. And I like food.
Oh, sports. Sports. Yeah. Football. Yeah. I like that. That makes sense. That's Danny.
Yeah. I like sports and I like food too. I'm just not as
you do.
Shane.
I've seen you eat food.
We all eat food together, right? Yeah. We're gonna I don't need enough for you. You critique how I eat the food sometimes, but Thursday night will be good.
I don't critique. Actually, the only thing I've really ever critiqued of you in terms of how you eat it is wings.
Where I left a little too much meat on the bone for Speaks.
I think you're like a 60% of the possible wings.
I'm like, bad.
He put him slander. Down. Oh, 70 tops. Tops.
There are some phenomenal Croatian wings at Rosemary. We just won't let Danny eat them.
Yeah, no.
What?
No, it'd be wasted on him. Like, if he eats them, then somebody else is going to have to eat them after him.
Nice.
And I'm not lining up for sloppy seconds on Danny's wings.
We're all vaccinated. Just saying.
It's a good point.
Anything's possible.
Yeah, but I don't want to make out with you.
I'm just saying you won't get sick.
That's basically what it is.
Texters are saying, hey, Dad, the Walmart by my house has a Subway right inside it. You really should go check it out.
Glad I could help. We'll do better with Daz Newsome. Text in or Twitch in your questions. It's One Last Thing next on The Score.
It's time for One Last Thing.
That is the $1.5 billion question.
I just want to ask you one question.
That's a general answer to a general question.
Ask any question.
I just want to ask you.
For anyone on the show.
Question.
That's probably an unsatisfying answer, but that's as candid as I can be.
I just want to ask you one question.
What do you think about verb?
It's the dumbest question you could ask.
What?
Jesus.
I just want to ask you. One question.
That's a silly question. That's a leading question. When I told you, if you listen.
I just want to ask you one question.
Whoever's interviewing him just baited him hard.
I just want to ask you.
That's a great question.
One question.
One Last Thing with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
I like how the intro to One Last Thing has just evolved into people that we've had on the show or talking about the show critiquing my questions. Whether it be Don Cooper or Lucas Giolito, I enjoy it. This segment, by the way, sponsored by Elmhurst BMW. You earned it. You deserve it. Visit ElmhurstBMW.com. We have plenty of time before Cubs and Nationals. Zach Zaman will come at you with pregame ahead of John Lester making his return. Kyle Schwarber as well. So let's get some questions. Shane, we got any good ones?
Yeah, we got our guy Charlotte J, which for those new to the show, that's Jay. He lives out in Charlotte. If you had to sacrifice one body part to live, which body part would you be sacrificing?
Oh, boy, that's a wide range.
Well, you got, pick one.
It's got to be a toe. You can cover it up in shoes, and you got 10 of them. So I
think that's boring. I'm outlawing toes. You can't pick the toe.
Can't pick the toe.
Yeah, or individual fingers. Unless it's your thumb, because that would be an actual inconvenience.
How about an ear? I'll go one ear.
You'd go something on your face. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's risky. It's risky.
Can I go appendix?
And I love hearing stuff. I do love listening to things.
That's what a toe or finger is. Oh, appendix. I thought you said appendage. You said appendage. Never mind.
I'm surprised Danny didn't choose phallus. I really am. Thought maybe just go right for it.
You thought Danny was going to cut his penis off?
No.
Actually, I didn't.
That's not something I'm interested in.
I already had one kid. I'm good. You know?
Yeah, but you could still do other things without having a kid. That's still enjoyable.
I'm listening.
Hey, you guys should go have SEX.
All right, so my answer was then outlawed and then misheard. So what would your answer be, Shane?
maybe left foot from the shin down. Then you get to,
you're giving up a foot?
Sure, yeah, you get to design your own, what do you call
prosthetic.
It?
Prosthetic.
Prosthetic. Put stickers on there and stuff, like a Yeti. I think that'd be great.
You find this man!
Yeah, left foot from the shin down.
Okay.
For sure.
Danny, do you have a body part?
Cut my head off right now. I'll roll the dice if you know whether I can live or not. You know, I know it's part of it, but I'll challenge you. If I can live, if you say I can live after cutting my head off,
yeah,
I'm willing to do it.
Especially if it's before this segment.
Yes.
Next question.
I want to see if it's possible if I can do the things I do without my head.
It's possible.
Texter says, Parkins, what about one of your chins? That's not nice. Wow. But it's pretty funny. Next question.
I don't know if you guys are seeing any other ones, but I am not.
Here's one. I would love to know Tanny's methods to his magic. Unbelievable with the intros, the sound bites. Yep.
Yeah.
How does he go about getting those great quotes from shows, movies, etc. that he uses for intros?
I think we've covered this, but you know, it's a lot of time in front of the television as a youngster, with a little parental supervision in the home, and I listen to the station a lot. So if you're talking about stuff from other shows, always listening, except when I wasn't earlier today. Thank you, Shane. It's just a lot of absorbing content.
What stickers are going on your prosthetic, Shane?
That's a good question.
It's a really good question.
0.0?
Yeah, probably 0.0 because I literally couldn't run a marathon. I can't run one now, but without a left foot, can't run one either. A lot of freaks out there who do it, but I can't. You know, they put that little antenna down on the bottom of the prosthetic where it looks kind of like an alien foot. It's like a rolled off rubber thing, kind of bounces up and down. No, I wouldn't do it then. Probably, I don't know, just the I'm Fat Store collection. I'll do all of those. Can I still ride the Peloton with a left prosthetic foot?
I think so. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Maybe I wouldn't get
Texter points out the trouble I would have wearing glasses without one of my ears. That's an excellent point right there.
You gotta get LASIK, man. Why don't you have LASIK?
I can, because my particular brand of vision problems.
Astigmatism?
Yeah, whatever it is, it's not LASIK conducive. Mm.
Did you get the consultation?
I did.
Recently? Because they are always improving the technology.
I did not get it recently.
All right, I'm just saying.
I'll go back and check.
One of the best things I've ever done. I can't say the best thing I've ever done because I'm married, have a kid, you know, things like that. But
yeah,
honestly, I was blind. I don't know how bad your eyesight is, but I couldn't see 2 feet in front of my face.
No.
So it was a complete game changer. Yeah, man. You wake up, you can't read your phone, you run into things, go to the bathroom, can't drive. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So LASIK surgery.
I'm a -7.25 in my right eye and a -6.75 in my left eye with astigmatism. My left contact is 5 months old right now.
Damn it.
So I was 7.5 in both eyes.
That tough. Defeats the question that this guy on text had. How old is the contact in your left eye?
Yep.
It was the guy's question.
5 months.
You already answered that.
Why?
Because
why?
That's
terrible
for you.
I'm
past the year. Like, you can only renew, you can only buy new contacts prescriptions within a year of your last exam, right?
Okay.
Your last exam. And I haven't gotten a new exam yet.
You should also get LASIK.
Yeah, I know. I tried.
If your eyes are that bad. Someone wants to know any gigs they can support in the upcoming future. Queens Ben on Twitch.
In fact, yes. There is a gig in Wheaton in June. But go to tributosaurus.com. We're going to be doing a 2-day run in Evanston at this place on July 3rd and July 4th. I think doing... Tom Petty. So a 2-day run is Tributosaurus doing Tom Petty, July 3rd and 4th. And then we're going to play Theater on the Lake as well over there at Fullerton.
That's a good spot.
And the lake, that's a beautiful spot. They've done a lot to revamp it, and it's nice and big and airy. So we'll be there on a Wednesday upcoming as well. So, yeah, gigs are starting to come, man. I'm pretty damn excited about it.
That's awesome.
Tell you.
That is
normalcy.
Danny, what's the best thing from the new house yet that you didn't think would be a major upgrade from coming from the city to the suburbs? What's the best part of it? that you didn't originally think would be?
I am. Owen loves the space. Like, I didn't think that he would actually, like, he's 16 months old. It's been fun to, like, see him run around and have a ton of space to be way more active as opposed to being not confined. That seems like I have him, like, in some sort of restraint.
Well,
but
you're forgetting about his cage.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to talk about that publicly. But it's been cool to see him running around on a hardwood floor and having a little playroom area and all that sort of thing. Like, he's been a little, I would say, even more, like, active and mobile since we've been in the spot. But a weird thing, like a downside, is he used to love baths, and new tub screams bloody murder every time, as if we are dropping him in acid. I don't understand. He loved baths until we moved. Now he hates them. Toys are the same. Water temperature's the same.
It's interesting. You really got to be trusting to put your naked bodies in something when you're little and you're like, what's going to happen to my body?
I guess.
Yeah,
I really have no idea. But, I mean, we're like 6 for 6 on blood-curdling screams during these baths.
You got other options? Can you go for another tub?
No.
Fewer people can hear him now.
It's true.
It's true.
Let him scream.
It's true.
Right? That's how parenting
I
works.
Assume, by I the so. Way, that you're bringing Omar back to the old crib so he can pee on the neighbor's balcony.
Obviously,
you're doing that?
We left him because we weren't able to trade him for Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers.
So he's just there. You're gone, but he's there.
Yeah.
Someone's got to use your tools back at the condo.
Yeah, we picked those up.
Somehow they got left behind.
How can that happen?
I don't know.
The way he feels about his tools?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Steph's dad's tools.
I'm an embarrassment. But no, and then the other things that I thought I would like, having some separation at times for Steph can watch something, I can watch something, is great. Mm. The golf course is incredible. So yeah, there's a lot there, man. But it's also intimidating. That I also was spot on about. Things are coming up all the time that I don't know how to do.
All the different doors, you don't know which one to go into.
Get lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. Can't find Steph in one of the 19 rooms.
Not 19 rooms. It's not that big. It's just much bigger than our condo. It's nice, man. House. I pull up to the house every time. I'm like, I can't believe they gave this to me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is a weird
feeling.
Especially
because you didn't. Don't tell anybody, but you didn't give them all the money. Not
no,
yet.
I know.
You gave them actually, comparatively, a pretty small portion of the money.
Yeah, they trust me to pay this off?
They're okay if you don't. They're all right. They're like, yeah, they're going to come
big
after
banks.
You.
Oh, yeah. Big banks. With interest.
They're kind of betting on you, not to be able to do it.
Jerks.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to pay it off. My plan is to stay employed and make the mortgage payments on time, even. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
Sound financial strategy?
Solid strategy.
Tomorrow, we got a fun guest lineup. We have Lynn Bramer on the show. We have the new public address announcer of Wrigley Field, who is a 21-year-old who is starting tonight. And my brother Brad will be in studio at 5 o'clock.
And Ian Rappaport.
Wow, that's cool. That's a fun show.
That is a fun lineup of guests for tomorrow's show.
Looking forward to John Lester, Kyle Schwarber et al. And the Nationals against the Cubs right here on The Score. After we are done, we can react to that. White Sox play tonight, too. And Crack Slippers.
Oh, they're always available for you. Thank you to Brian Gertz. He runs our Twitch chat and video stream. Shane Reardon, our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. Zach Zaidman coming up next with Cubs baseball. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. This is Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
Hey, happy Monday, baby. Baby. Hey, if you got to go to work or go to school, hey, Monday, go yourself, baby. Hey, Monday, go yourself. Yeah. Happy Monday, baby. Yeah, if you gotta go to work or go to school, hey, Monday, go f*** yourself. White Claws, baby. Mondays, baby. White Claw Monday, baby. Baby. Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.